Since the Helsinki summit, Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning that American critics will hurt progress on issues he discussed with U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has that story.
Putin says the summit was a success, allowing both he and the president to start on a path to positive change, noting U.S.-Russian relations are in some ways worse than during the Cold War. He says unnamed forces in the U.S. are trying to stop relations from getting better, in his words, putting narrow party interests above the national interest. While Russian lawmakers are rallying behind Putin, the president has faced bipartisan criticism over what he said to Putin and his remarks afterward. This morning, he tweets, "Media critics are pushing so recklessly hard and hate the fact that I'll probably have a good relationship with Putin." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish lawmakers are debating a new terror bill as a state of emergency ends. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish lawmakers are working on new legislation the government says is aimed at dealing with continued security threats. The state of emergency, declared days after the 2016 coup attempt, ended Thursday in line with an election campaign promise not to prolong it. A new bill would allow authorities to press ahead with mass dispersals of civil servants and hold certain suspects in custody for up to 12 days. Turkey had used the emergency powers to arrest more than 75,000 people for alleged links to a US-based cleric blamed by Ankara for the coup. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union says it is already preparing measures to hit back against the U.S. if it imposes tariffs on import cars and auto parts. The EU Commissioner President is visiting Washington next week to discuss it. This is VOA News. A British news outlet says police have identified the suspects behind the attack on a former Russian spy and